Back at you with another episode. It's the Mood Slinger Moments with your man, D Divine for your mind.
Wise Nine.
African Stir Fry.
Yo, these celebrities be fucking tripping, man.
Word.
Tripping.
Yeah. They wild, man. You know,
here's the thing. One thing I cannot do, me personally, if I ever reach the heights to any stardom or whatever, I can't put my personal business on social media.
Let me tell you.
For the whole world to just put this judgment on you, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
That's why it's so funny you said that, because even me and my lady had this talk over the weekend.
Okay.
And she's like, you never post pictures of us and all of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo.
Right.
I like to keep my private life private. You know what I'm saying? That's not for everybody to know. It's not that, you know, I don't want to put you out there or that I'm doing something,
right.
You know what I'm saying, behind your back. It's just that I don't want everybody in my business. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say this, Wise. You're a reserved dude. You're not always in front of the camera.
Nah.
You're not always, you're not doing no dances on TikTok.
Nah.
You know, like, I'm trying to encourage you to put some beats and stuff like that on there. So,
right,
you know,
I'm barely doing that.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, like, that's social media is really people's own personal reality show.
Right.
With the heights of where the reality show came in, now everybody felt like, oh, they could just take their life and put it on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube,
you know,
or whatever.
People love to be sensational.
I think they should do it. I encourage that celebrities put all of their business on social media. Show the public you just as fucked up as every goddamn body else. Put it all on there. Let us all know about it. Everybody that buy your songs and sing your records and get lace fronts and goofy automobiles like you, let them see you just as dumb as they are.
That's a point, because people idolize celebrities so much to where they can't do no wrong. There are so many celebrities that just, and there's celebrities that manipulate situations, and their particular fans or audience really don't find no fault with them in doing that, just because that's their favorite artist.
Oh my God, Lizzo used Sensodyne.
So? What the hell is Sensodyne?
Toothpaste. You know what I'm saying?
Pardon my ignorance.
Show everybody that you just as normal or just as jacked up as the people that idolize you. That's what I say.
Right, like when you start getting crazy, like, okay, like say, like, okay, one incident, like say, Offset and Cardi B. Offset made a tweet, deleted it, said, yeah, my bitch cheating on me. Right? Deleted it. Mm-hmm. Cardi B comes back and has a whole forum on Clubhouse. Put him on blast. I don't believe that country ass nigga. I'm Cardi B, the hell I look like.
You know, first of all, a lot of our younger generations operate off emotions and feelings. So they...
We all do,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but like, yeah, we're just in this internet era.
Yeah, they react without thinking. You know what I'm saying? He threw something out there and then tried to grab it back. But once it's out there in space,
right,
it's over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Once it's going viral. You know what I'm saying? Thing is, if a real man would have had a conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If he felt that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
that goes into the recent scenario with Keke Palmer and her baby daddy, Darius.
Right. But I got a different take on that, see. But we're going to get to that.
No, go ahead.
Keke Palmer then?
Yeah.
Listen. You knew what... She's a celebrity, right?
Right.
She's in the public eye.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And she's very energetic.
Right.
Very, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's the hood sweetheart.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So me as a mate, mm-hmm. I gotta understand what that is and deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
You're not gonna change her. That's how she getting her money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to build up a certain security if you're going to be with a chick like that. You know what I'm saying? So he beefing because she stepped out in a see-through leotard. She just had a kid. She a mommy and all this other stuff.
Right.
She was a celebrity before she was all of that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That's how she get a brick. So you can't be mad at that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. As
that's one factor. You know me personally, I feel that it even wasn't about what she had on. It was about, it's a girl's night out. She's going to see her celebrity crush. You understand?
Okay.
And it's the thing of, homie was feeling some kind of way because he's all googie-eyed and goddamn and smothering Archer up while he's dancing. That's really wasn't about the dude. That was irrelevant.
Hold on. It's two things about this whole thing and that dude right there. Number one, you knew what she had on when she left the goddamn house.
Right.
That's why he made the tweet.
Number two, either learn to sing or dance or shut your ass up.
Thank you.
Hold on. And don't leave no goddamn cups in the goddamn seat when she come home. Stedman.
Let's not hate on the man because he's just a YouTuber now. Don't do that.
Let me say this too. I kind of believe
Kiki was a little bit in petty mode because, like you say, she harbors the energy where she wants to be mad. Hold on. Let me finish. She's harboring the enemy when she's a mom. She wants to be married. She wants to have that, you know what I'm saying, that whole storybook lifestyle. So, dude ain't stepped to the plate to get engaged with her. So she's like, oh, all right, well, nigga, you know who I am. That's how you playing it? That's what we're doing? So, okay, well, check this.
So again, who that following? Is that following Kiki or is it following him?
It's all on him, but it's only on it. But that's only because of her status. If Kiki was just a regular schmegula, would it be different?
He wouldn't be dealing with this, you know what I mean? But that...
But now his question. So now you got people that's like, oh, how's it different? Because she's here and he's there. He's just having standards as somebody that's like, yo, why are you?
Standards.
Yeah, for those that's in defense of the brother.
He ain't having standards when she bringing that loot home.
he ain't had no standards when he put her on Instagram.
He living in the hills.
Twerking and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yo.
So I don't even want to hear that.
Hold on. When she was going through, oh my God, I'm fat, I've gained weight, was he supporting her? Baby, no, you not. You still beautiful. You still all of this right here.
Right.
Maybe if he was like, you know what I'm saying something to her like that, she wouldn't have to feel this need to be extra sexy and go out and look like that. I don't know.
Okay, so to answer your question, who does that fall on?
Who does it fall on?
Who does that fall on? Does that fall on Kiki or does that fall on him?
I think it's both of them. It's both of them.
You just said if he was.
I don't know if he was or not. So there's a whole bunch of things going on.
Right.
We don't know what's going on in the household. What it all boils down to, Offset and the dude Kiki dealing with. And I know what I said before about, yeah, sure, go ahead, let people know you jacked up. But what it really, really all boils down to, it's not cool to be letting everybody know that you beefing with your woman.
Exactly.
Right.
Keep the shit off.
It's not cool.
Right.
That's the whole thing. When I went into this, I don't do that.
But I'm thinking,
and a real man would talk to his lady instead of broadcasting that shit on the internet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, what we need to do is teach these niggas how to be real men.
Yes. Now, and also, but also at the same time, he's just like you say. He's not in that place where he can play that card with her. When you're 6 million,
well, guess what?
When your bank account is $6 million lesser than hers,
well, guess what?
Then
she called his bluff. She went to my Catch Me Fuck Me dress and went to the concert. You know what I'm saying? Where was that nigga? At home with the baby.
He can't relinquish his daddy duties. He was supposed to do that.
First of all, we talk about Kiki Palmer. She can afford a goddamn housemaid. All right, or somebody to babysit the child if that's the deal. And bruh, even if
Hold on.
Even if you was at home watching the baby, don't say nothing. You have you a guy's night out and get that Cardi B.
You come exactly. All said already says you cheating.
Nah, I don't think he ain't in no position. He ain't in no position to get no lap dance from Cardi B or whoever else.
I rocks with Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really.
The brother that the man that I am in my position, I shall be looking to be at that next Janet Jackson concert. getting handcuffed to the wheel while she's on top of me singing anytime, any place. Yeah! Like, okay, boo, don't say nothing. Now, me and the brothers at the strip club, don't give me the sour face.
So check it out.
You knew when you signed up.
Yeah. So since you're talking about that, what about your man Zion Williams?
I think Zion ain't had no business messing with that chick in the sense of, because you know what it really is. You know why she getting at him? Because he got his other girl in the picture, pregnant.
Right.
So you know, no fury. Hell hates no fury than a woman scorned. So she's just doing that because she's just like, oh, again, just like
know who you getting involved with.
Right. She's doing that because it's like, oh, you didn't post me on Twitter, on Instagram. You didn't post our label. We made a couple of flicks. Just like she said, she was gonna put out all the sexual encounters that they both had.
That's crazy.
And that fool allowed her to film it.
Right.
Well, you know, some people have a fetish for that. They gonna just film. But if you somebody that's a high profile athlete, you know, NBA has a code. A conduct code. You know what I mean? You can't be out. You see what happened to your boy Ja Morant? Can't be out here, you know.
Wilding out with pistols.
Right? You can't be out here stuck in the same thing. Like, you can't be.
What is wrong with these niggas?
Right? You can't be out here, you know, just getting with any old chick.
You know, what is going on,
she
gonna, man?
To where she, gonna, know, come, man. Where she can turn around and put you on blast.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. But yeah, you don't put yourself. And the sad thing is, you know, I don't know who's in the young man's life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But for him to be in the position that he's in, and you've seen this happen over time, to allow yourself to get caught up like that, you know what I mean? It's just that's sad. You know what I mean? But hey, I don't know. Who am I?
I ain't the one. Like I said, my girlfriend got tickled me in her bank. I ain't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? But you best believe I'ma have my night out with the broskies. All I'm saying. We ain't trying to be petty. We ain't trying to be tit for tat. But you know, we need to define where we at, and you know what I'm saying, in our union. Like if you wanted to be married and all of that, then let's be married. Let's go on court. And then the rules have changed. Like, are we going traditional or are we going modern day? Because modern day they just throw out the rule book. It's like anything goes. And like when you see these couples having threesomes and everybody got a mistress in their closet. Like, the women have their mistresses, the men have theirs, and it's supposed to be just cool and hunky-dory.
That ain't modern, man. That's been going on since, man, you know, the thing.
It's been, but it was shunned upon. There was a time where it was shunned upon for you to be doing it like that. Now, it's like, it's a norm. It's like, oh, you gotta, it's okay if I got my side chicks. That's something that they're trying to normalize.
Yeah. You got some people going to granddaddy funeral expecting to see some siblings they never knew about. So, you know.
Yeah.
But look, though, as far as Kiki goes and this dude, what it all boils down to, for real, is Kiki Wyatt, Kiki Palmer knows who she is. She knows that if I get up on stage and sing with her, there's going to be a billion dang photos with this.
Right.
And clearly at the time, she didn't care about it.
Right.
Or maybe she felt like
she could have been feeling some kind of. Yeah, we don't know. But anyway,
you don't know.
Stay your asses off social media.
Stay opposition.
Bottom line.
Learn how to sing and dance.
Stop crying. No, have your own money. Have $6 million in your account. $10 million. If she got six million, have $20 million in your account. Hey, look. Hey.
Then you can say.
Right. Hey, look, put some else on, goddammit.
Goddammit. Exactly. Then you can say that.
Right. Boom, slingers.
Boom, slingers.
We out.
We out.